Hello.
Hello.
We're glad you made it. Welcome to the future.
And yes, indeed. Welcome to the future, Phil Austin.
Hi, David.
40 years since you and Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Phil Proctor recorded I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus. 40 years, and you guys are still working together.
And we're still doing I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus. It's the headliner of our show we're doing right now.
We're all bozos on this bus. I keep trying to think of how to describe this to someone, and it's like when you're having a dream. Everything makes sense at the time, perfect sense. Then you wake up and you try to describe to somebody what was going on in that dream, and it kind of falls apart. I kind of have trouble with that. But that's sort of the fire sign thing. You guys really induce a dream state in the audience. At least for me, it's always been that way.
You sound like our ideal listener. You're the guy we've been trying to sell to all these years. That's exactly what we want to achieve. And the other thing is that you always hear about the Fire Sign Theater, and it's true, which is that we made those records and still make them to be listened to over and over and over and over again.
And the Bozos album, which I have listened to repeatedly over the years, is about a trip to the Future Fair.
The Future Fair, a fair for all and no fair to anybody. Yes, it's free. Join the expectant crowd gathering now as we stop here on
Dutch Elm Street.
That's David and Peter there, and what you're hearing there is a loudspeaker on top of the bus that is actually stopping at Dutch Elm Street to pick up a bunch of bozos who are going to go to the Future Fair.
You know, I don't know. Everybody has their own high points, but for me, that is just one of my favorite parts of the album. Is on that bus full of bozos.
And the bozos are the Brotherhood of Zips and Others. They're an actual fraternal organization that happens to wear big flappy shoes and have noses that go honk, honk. The chief one is named Barney, played by me, I would like to point out. Who talks like this? Is just the usual kind of dumb boyish guy, and he's just a heck of a guy and believes absolutely everything that's presented to him. And that is, I think, one of our more charming and likable things that we've ever done, is pulling these bozos out of our hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, children, bozos.
I'm a bozo.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had a kind of a big nose.
You recognized it, huh?
Yeah.
You'd like to give it a squeeze?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, squeeze the wheeze. Many people like to. Here. Yeah. See, it doesn't hurt me.
No.
You know, I think we're all bozos on this bus.
Oh.
My mother was a bozoette at school.
No kidding. Well,
I got to ask about the squeaky noises there, because they just sound so perfect. What were you guys using?
It's little rubber squeakers. Proctor carries them around to this day. He can't be stopped. He could never be stopped. In all our many radio shows and everything, that sound appears constantly. It is. And then when we're doing Nick Danger, pickle is a big part of that. For some odd reason, Rocky Rococo, the villain, carries pickles around with him, and they all squeak too, it turns out. So it's just, I cannot get away from that sound.
aside from the squeaky noises, one thing that I think we're all bozos on this bus is particularly known for is that it's one of the earlier pop cultural references to computer hacking. Clem goes to the Future Fair and he's able to wreak havoc on the various animatronics and holograms because he has a good knowledge of computer commands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really is. Clem, the part played by Phil Proctor, is called Clem, which is actually an old circus term for someone who gets into a fight, as is my character, Barney. A Barney is, of course, a fight. And Clem is, it's never really explained who he is. He seems to be a disgruntled employee of the Future Fair.
And I have an example here of where Clem is able to use his knowledge of computers and operating commands to take over one of the holograms on the Funway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, listen, Chokehead, this is Worker speaking. Hello.
Hi, open for maintenance alignment.
What have you done? Good, now let me show you something, Bozo. Detailed dress circuits.
Belt above A, below B.
Below B. Okay, close B, close mode.
Oh, my duck, his pants have disappeared.
And, you know, that...
simple-minded humor in the hands of intellectuals is sometimes a good idea and sometimes not.
Something that's very popular with Fire Sign fans from the Bozos album is this "Back to the Shadows" song. And I, so you were the singer on that. Can you explain again? I always wonder. You know, I know I love it. I laugh at it, and I always think, is there some greater context to this song that I'm missing?
Know. "Back from the Shadows" again. "Out where an Indian's your friend, where the vegetables are green and you could pee right into the stream." We're back from the shadows again. Those holograms that sing that song, they actually track Clem down and hunt him down and try to get him, I suppose, fired or completely fired. They seem to be singing from a world called the shadows. That's where they come from. They actually come from the shadows, as if they come walk right out of Plato's cave. And I think that's what we mostly meant by it. They're talking about a time of innocence when you could get along with everybody and where nobody was concerned about you peeing into anything. And that, come on, that's got to be good. That's got to be a great world. Unfortunately, we're not going to see it ever again, but it's back there in the shadows somewhere.
Well, thanks, Phil. We'll play that song in just a moment. Just want to remind everyone that Phil Austin and the rest of the Fire Sign Theater will be performing "I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus" Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th at the Kirkland Performance Center. You can find out more at firesigntheater.com and kplu.org. It's been great having you in the studio.
It's wonderful to be here, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.
We're going back to the shadows again. Out where an Indian's your friend.
Going down.
Where the vegetables are green and you can pee right into the stream, and that's important. We're back from the shadows again.